Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. We thank you for all that you have done in our life. Thank you for great things you will do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives and situations. Thank you for great breakthroughs your mighty hand has caused to happen to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence and power working in our lives. Thank you for your protection that is upon us. Thank you for health you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that is guiding us, teaching us, instructing us, and encouraging us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for prayers we have prayed that you have answered. We thank you for how you turn difficult situations around for our good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how you frustrate the plans of the wicked one that were against us. Thank you for angelic interventions that we have experienced. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is moving us forward from where we were to where you want us to be. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for our family members, siblings, parents, loved ones, spouses. We thank you for how you have kept everyone in good health. We thank you because none of our relatives and loved ones and family members are missing or hospitalized. Thank you, Father. We thank you also for your glory that is being revealed in our lives at this time. We thank you for turning our shame into glory. We thank you for turning our mourning and sorrow into great joy and rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for canceling the reports of the enemy concerning us, what the enemy wants to happen to us is not what is happening. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for great plans that you have for us. For we are so sure and persuaded that you have great plans for us. We are so sure that you have prepared you for your commitment to this ministry. We thank you for committing yourself to helping us to healing us, delivering us, to giving us victories, providing for us. Thank you for everything you have always been doing among us right here. Thank you, Father. We hand over this session to you, Lord. This prayer session, we hand over it to you. Have your way right here among us. Lord, take your place. Let your will be done right here as it is in heaven. Let your Holy Spirit empower us and energize us to pray into victories. Let our mouths, our tongues, be filled with the utterances of your Holy Spirit. And let us never leave here the same way we have come. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord will do you good. Because I know you believe. We're going to start with songs of worship and praises before we go into prayer points. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good. You are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Oh Lord, be lifted up. For you are holy. Righteous and holy.
You are worthy, behold our praise. And our hearts will sing how great is our God. Name above all names. Name above all names. You will behold our praise, and our hearts will sing how great is our God, how great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Faithful heart. Are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. You can never fail. Faithful are you, Lord. King of glory. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again
to seek you, Lord.
We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control.
To receive from you.
We are here again
to see you, Lord.
We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your
You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You made all heavens. You made all heavens bow down for you. You made all kingdoms bow before you. You made all nations worship your name. You made all powers and principalities bow. You made all heavens bow down for you. You made all kingdoms bow before you. You made all nations worship your name. You made all powers and principalities bow down. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are King of Kings, you are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You're powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are King of Israel. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You made all heavens. You made all heavens bow down for you. You made all kingdoms bow before you. You made all nations worship your name. You made all powers and principalities bow. You made all heavens bow down for you. You made all kingdoms bow before you. You made all nations worship your name. You made all powers and principalities bow down. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. You're powerful. You are powerful, powerful, Lord of hosts, you are powerful, powerful. You're powerful. You are powerful. of glory. You are powerful, Lord of hosts, you are. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him and glorify Him, exalt Him, magnify Him, worship Him, worship Him. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Your glory is so great. Your power is so great. You are the Lord. You are mighty in battles. You are great in grace, great in mercy. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Father. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, El Elyon. We worship You, Adonai. We worship You, Jesus. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. There is none like You. There is none greater than You. There is none higher than You. There is none wiser than You. There is none like You. There is none as You. Your kingdom is above all. Your throne is above all. Your dominion is over all. You are the Most High. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. You are powerful. Demons tremble before You. Darkness flee at Your sight. For You are powerful. You are powerful. You are strong. You are great. You are wonderful. We worship You, our Savior. We worship You, our Lord. We worship You, our Father. We worship You, our Helper. We worship You, our King. We worship You, our Deliverer, our Restorer, our Healer. We worship You, O Lord, our Provider. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are the One who was and is to come. We worship You, Jesus. Be glorified for Him. Be glorified for Him. Be glorified for Him. Be glorified for Him. Be praised forever. Be praised forever. Be praised forever. We worship You, Jesus. You are highly exalted, far above principalities, far above thrones, far above kingdoms. You are highly exalted, highly lifted up, far above rulers of darkness, powers of darkness, far above all governments, far above all nations. You are highly exalted, for You are the Most High God. We worship You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for all that You have given to us. Thank You for all that You have done. Thank You for all that You are doing in us. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, our Savior. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You for watching over my life, to protect me, to preserve me. Thank you for watching over my life to keep me. Thank you for watching over my life to defend me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for watching over my soul. Thank you for watching over my spirit, over my body, over my health. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for defending me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for covering me with your shield of victory, with your wings of protection. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have not allowed the enemy to succeed over my life. You have not allowed arrows of death and destruction to penetrate into my life. You have not allowed darkness to overpower me. Thank you, Jesus, for watching over my life. Thank you, God, for watching over my life. Thank you for watching over my health. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for defending me. Thank you for covering me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As it is written, that as mountains surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping me. Thank you, for you have surrounded my life. You have surrounded my life to keep me. You have covered me. You have preserved me. You have defended me. Thank you, Jesus, for watching over my life. For you who keeps me, never sleeps nor slumber. You never sleep, you never slumber. Your eyes are always on me to keep me from harm, to keep me from getting hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enthrone your presence in my life. That terminates failure. Enthrone your presence in my life. The presence of you that makes failures impossible. The presence of you that terminates failures. O Lord, enthrone such presence in my life. Enthrone such presence in my days. Enthrone such presence of you in my situations. The presence of you that makes a man perfect in all his ways. O Lord, bless me with such presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, enthrone in my life. Enthrone in my days. Enthrone in my daily activities. The presence of you that terminates failures, that terminates errors, that terminates mistakes. Oh Lord, enthrone such presence in my life. Enthrone such presence in my life. The presence of you that produces perfection. The presence of you that makes a man perfect in all his ways. Oh Lord, enthrone such presence in my life. Begin to pray like that. Enthrone such presence in my life. Enthrone such presence in my spirit. Enthrone such presence in my environment. Enthrone such presence in my career. Enthrone such presence in my calling, in my ministry. The presence of you that produces absolute perfection. The presence of you that terminates failures and mistakes and errors. Oh Lord, enthrone such presence in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us of certain group of warriors from the tribe of Benjamin. Yeah, the Bible calls them elite warriors. And the Bible told us that these warriors are able to sling a stone from a very far distance to hit their enemies. And their stones never miss the target. Yeah, so they could sling a stone from a very far distance to hit the heads of their enemies. And immediately the stone hit the heads of their enemies. Their enemies always fall down. Their enemies always die. Yeah. You're going to pray. There's an anointing that comes upon you. So, and it will make you do everything perfect. There's an anointing that comes upon you, and everything you do becomes perfect. Without mistakes, it will make you look like an expert. It will make you look like a professional, even though you know that you are not a professional. That is an anointing of perfection. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me anointing of perfection. Pour upon me anointing for perfection, such that everything I do becomes perfect in your sight, such that everything I do becomes perfect. Pour upon me anointing of perfection. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, pour upon me anointing of perfection. Pour on me anointing of perfection that will enable me to do everything perfect. Oh Lord, release such unction on me right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. I said, raise up your right hand. As you pray this prayer, say, O Lord, pour upon me anointing of perfection, such that when I speak, it is perfect. When I think, it is perfect. Every action I take becomes perfect. O Lord, release such anointing upon me. Release such grace upon me. In the name of Jesus, anointing that will make me do all things perfectly. Anointing that will make me do all things perfectly. Lord, release upon me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, release upon my calling. Release upon my career. Release upon my ministry, my destiny, anointing of perfection. Anointing for perfection. Oh Lord, release upon me now, that I may do all things right in your sight. That I may do all things correctly for excellence to appear. Oh Lord, release your anointing on me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the spirit of wisdom to be wise in everything I do, to do all things wisely, to live my life wisely. Fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fill me, Father, with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me, Father, with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me, Father, with the spirit of wisdom to do all things wisely, to live my life wisely. Fill me, O God, with the spirit of wisdom, that when I speak, wisdom is produced. In my that my actions may produce wisdom. That my thoughts may produce wisdom. Oh Lord, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. To receive God's wisdom, you have to be very humble if you are going to receive God's wisdom. You have to be very humble. And not only that, you have to give up on your own wisdom and intelligence and smartness. That is how you receive his wisdom. You must consider yourself as someone who knows nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. I receive a humble spirit. I receive a humble heart. I receive a teachable spirit. I receive a teachable heart that I may learn God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So in the name of Jesus, I receive a humble spirit. I receive a humble heart. I receive a teachable spirit. I receive a teachable heart. So that I may learn God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus. That I may learn God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, I receive a humble spirit. I receive a teachable heart. To learn God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive a humble spirit. I receive a humble heart. I receive a teachable spirit. I receive a teachable heart. I receive a meek spirit. So that I can learn God's wisdom. In the name of Jesus, so that I can learn God's ways. In the name of Jesus, I receive a meek spirit to learn God's ways. In the name of Jesus, I receive a humble heart. I receive a teachable spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, there comes a time, or there was a time, when the disciples of Jesus were having a contention among themselves, and the contention was based on who is the greatest, who is the greatest among them, who is going to be their leader, or who is going to be their head. Yeah, and Jesus showed them something. Jesus called a little child unto himself. And Jesus said, he said, anyone that will be the greatest in the kingdom of God must become like this little child. Yeah. If you are going to become the greatest in the kingdom of God, Jesus said, you must become like a little child. Yeah. And I guess that is one of the most difficult things for Christians to do today. To become like a little child. To appear as one who knows nothing. To be so humble. I think that is becoming so difficult for Christians to do, and yet we want to be the greatest, or want to be great in the things of God's kingdom. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, break me down to the point where I become like a little child. You're going to say, Father, break me down. Break down my ego. Break down my pride. Till I become like a little child. So that I can access all that is in your kingdom for me. Oh Lord, break me down. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Neheshu segashi de debala. Lord Jesus, break me down till I become like a little child. Break down my pride. Break down my ego. Break down my self-centeredness. Break me down till I become like a little child, so that I can have access to everything that is in your kingdom for me. Oh Lord, break me down. Oh Lord, break me down. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying this prayer sincerely from your heart. I believe you're praying this prayer with sincerity. Say, oh Lord, break me down till I become like a child. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be humble. I want to be meek. Break down my ego. Break down my pride. Break down my self-centeredness. Break down my self-worship. Self-praise. Break me down, O Lord. Break me down, O Lord. Break me down, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that I can access everything that is in your kingdom for me. Break me down. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you want God to make you something great in your lifetime, you must reduce yourself to nothing. You must become nothing. No matter, you know, what you have achieved, no matter what you have attained, no matter what you have, irrespective of how you look or whatever you have, you must reduce yourself to nothing. This is a fundamental principle of greatness. If you want God to make you something great, or to make you great in your lifetime, you must reduce yourself to nothing. Yeah. What Jesus said in John chapter 15 must be real in your life. And what did Jesus say? He said, "For without me, you can do nothing." Yeah. So if I should ask you, is that word really your life? Do you believe you can do nothing without him? Yeah. Do you believe that you are nothing without him? Do you believe or do you agree that you are helpless, useless without him? Do you agree that he is the one that makes you whatever you are? Or you still believe that you can make yourself something? So you're going to pray. I hope God gives you understanding. You must reduce yourself to nothing. Then God will now pick up your life and make something great with your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, I hand over my life to you as nothing, as nobody." You're going to say, "Lord, pick up my life, or make my life whatever you want it to be. Make my life whatever you want it to be." Yeah, you're going to say, "I lay down everything. Whatsoever I have achieved. Say, Lord, I hand over my life to you as nobody, as nothing. Lord, make my life whatever you want it to be. Make my life whatever you want it to be." Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord, this is my life. I hand it over to you. Make my life whatsoever you want it to be. I hand over my life to you as one who is nothing. Lord, make my life what you want it to be." Pray like that. Say, "Lord, I hand over my life to you as nothing, as nobody. Make my life into what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus, I put off my pride. I put off whatsoever I have achieved." Yeah, Apostle Paul said he counted everything he have achieved as rubbish, as dung, so that he may gain Christ. He said everything he has attained, his qualifications, his honors, prestige, his riches, whatever he has attained, he said he counted all of them as waste, as rubbish, so that he can gain Christ. Begin to say, "Oh Lord, I come to you as nothing. Make my life what you want it to be. Pick up my life and make it what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus, I put off everything I have achieved. I lay down everything I have attained. I lay down whatever I am, whatever age I am, whatever beauty I have, whatever riches I have, Lord, I lay down everything. Lord, make my life what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. My entire life, I give to you as nothing. Make my life what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, in the midst of my thick darkness, let me see your light. You're going to say, Father, in the midst of my thick darkness, shine your light, that I may follow your light and overcome, that I may follow your light and prevail. Shine your light, O God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of my thick darkness, in the midst of thickest darkness, oh Lord, shine your light. For I know that I can follow your light and I will be delivered. I can follow your light and I will be saved. I can follow your light and I will prevail. Oh Lord, shine your light. I believe you're praying like that. Shine your light, Jesus. Shine your light, Jesus. Shine your light, Jesus. In the midst of my darkness, in the midst of my thick darkness, in the midst of confusing darkness, in the midst of misleading darkness, in the midst of deceiving darkness, oh Lord, shine your light. Jesus, shine your light. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of discouraging darkness, oh Lord, shine your light. Shine your light. For I know that I can follow your light and be healed. I can follow your light and be saved. I can follow your light and win. Shine your light, Jesus. Shine your light, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Shine your light for my deliverance, for my victory. Shine your light, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I don't know if I've said this before. Yeah, you need to know that darkness has a mind. Yeah, darkness has a mind. And when you are in darkness, or when you are surrounded by darkness, they will enforce their minds on your mind. They want you to think the way they want you to think. Yeah, they want you to think, you know, think in certain ways. And the moment you begin to think according to the mind of darkness, you cannot win them. The moment you are thinking what they want you to think, you can't win them. For instance, darkness can come upon you and begin to put this mind in your mind. They can begin to put a mind like, all these years I've been praying and praying, and I've not seen any results. I've been fasting and praying, no breakthrough. Who knows if the prayer I'm about to pray is going to work? Yeah, you know, that is a mind of doubt, a mind of unbelief. Yeah. Sometimes they can put a mind of fear on you. Yeah. So every time you begin to think in the direction that is opposite the word of God, know that the mind in you at a time is the mind of darkness. Yeah. Just know that they have possessed your mind and they are making you to think their thoughts. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume every darkness that have surrounded my brain, that have surrounded my head. Influencing or controlling my mind against the will of God, against the word of God. Let fire fall and consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume every darkness on my head, every darkness on my soul that is controlling my mind to go contrary to the teaching of the word of God, to go contrary to the truths of the word of God. Let fire consume them in the name of Jesus. Let fire fall and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let fire fall and destroy them. Every darkness putting another mind into my head that is contrary to the will of God and the word of God and the ways of God, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every darkness putting another mind into my head, into my soul, to bring me under slavery, to bring me under oppression, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every darkness putting another mind in my mind, putting another mind in my soul, to bring me into sin, to bring me into slavery and oppression and limitations, be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Irrespective of whatever you are thinking in your mind, it does not change who God is. Irrespective of whatever you are thinking or you have thought in your mind, it does not invalidate the potency of God's power. Talk to God. Say, every darkness putting another mind, enforcing another mind upon my soul, upon my thoughts, to prolong my slavery, to prolong my oppressions and limitations and delays, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Be consumed by fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still praying. One of the things you must not do is that you must not believe the voice of darkness. You must not believe the thoughts of darkness. So when they are suggesting those things into your mind, into your thought pattern, you must not believe it. Yeah, you must not believe it. So that there must be a fire burning in your soul 24/7. Every hour, there must be a fire burning in your soul to reject every thought and voice of darkness. You must not believe what they are suggesting to you, to your thought realm. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, fire of God, take root in my soul. To shield my soul from every thought and voices of darkness. You're going to say, fire of God, take deep root in my soul. Shield my soul against thoughts and voices of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Geshenana dealilia. Yerushdeketwijima susualandra tashala. Nendeku kidala shisa. Fire of God, take deep root in my soul. Take deep root in my soul. Take deep root in my soul. Shield my soul against thoughts and voices of darkness. In the name of Jesus, shield my soul. Shield my mind, shield my brain, shield my thoughts pattern, shield my emotions, shield my feelings against the thoughts and voices of darkness. In the name of Jesus, fire of God, thank you, Lord. Take a deep root in my soul. Take deep root in my emotions. Take deep root in my mind. Shield my mind. Shield my soul against thoughts and voices of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some time ago, a sister among us, a sister in our ministry, she said, the kind of prayers we pray in this ministry is not common. It's not like what she has seen in other churches. Yeah, and she mentioned something that made me to be saying this. She said she have learned in this ministry how to be victorious from within, from inside the soul. Yeah. Yeah, she said, and she knows that that is real victory. To be victorious from inside of you. Yeah, not from the outside, but from the inside. Yeah, she said, it has changed her life. I mean, she said prayers like what we are praying right now has changed her life. Yeah, because now she knows how to stay in victory all the time and not be defeated by forces of darkness. Yeah. So I'm repeating her words because what she said is the truth. And the only true victory is the victory that you have attained on the inside of you. That's the only true victory. You can experience all kinds of miracles on the outside, like you can experience instant healing in your bodies. You can experience financial prosperity. You can experience, breakthroughs. But until you have the victory within, those ones on the outside will not last. Of course, they will happen to you and you will shout, you will praise God, you will testify. But greater troubles will still happen. Yeah. Those outside victories, they will not last. In fact, they don't last. If there is no corresponding victory on the inside of you, I don't know if you are getting my point. So when God showed me this, when God showed me the connection between the inward victory and the outward victory, Then I know how to live my life, and I know how to sustain blessings, how to sustain promotions, elevations. I know how to sustain miracles, how to continue to experience miracles and not stop, and I know how to continue to be victorious without being defeated. So you're going to pray. I believe God at this time is calling us to attain victories inside of us, on the inside of us. I believe that is what God is calling us to attain at this time. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Something must happen inside of you. Something needs to happen inside of you. You must see God on the inside of you. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your kingdom arise from within me. hand establish or plant victory. Let your kingdom arise from within me and establish everlasting victory. Everlasting victory in me, in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind. Everlasting victory that I will no longer be controlled by feelings, by what happens on the outside, but by what you have done in me. But by what you are doing in me, oh Lord, let your kingdom rise from within me and establish in me everlasting victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hadeke hashisa salashida. Neninishisiblia. Oh Lord, let your kingdom arise from within me and establish everlasting victory in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind. In the name of Jesus, that I will no longer be controlled by what I see on the outside. That I will no longer be controlled by what I feel, but by what you have done in me and what you are doing in me. Oh Lord, let your kingdom arise. Let your kingdom arise from the inside of me. When everyone is saying there is no hope, you will be saying there is hope because it has formed on your inside. When everybody is saying that there is economic recession, there is no money, you will be saying there is surplus of money. You will be saying that there is great prosperity. Why? Because it has already happened on the inside of you. So Lord, let your kingdom rise from within me and establish great victory. And establish great victory. Everlasting victory, such that I control everything happening around me from what you have done in me. From the victory in me, I control everything on the outside. Lord, let your kingdom rise. Let your kingdom rise from within me. Let your kingdom rise from within me. In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom rise from within me. Thank you, Jesus. Let it establish everlasting victory. Everlasting victory that is able to make me victorious forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it before, that everything you see around you, everything you see in this earth, are not real. Yeah, I have said it before. Even the things you are feeling in your body, they are not real. Yeah. The only thing that is real is what is in the will of God for your life. Is what is in the Word of God for your life. That's the only true reality. Everything you are seeing with your physical eyes, they are not real. And they are not real because they can suddenly disappear. They can suddenly change. So your situation, if it is negative, if it is looking like you are suffering, you are surrounded by enemies, your situation is not real. I mean, those negative situations that is contrary to the word of God, they are not real. Why? Because there is a power that can reset them. And that power is in you. There is a power that can turn it around in a twinkle of an eye. So if they are real, why is it that they can change? Why is it that they can be uprooted? Why is it that they can disappear if they are real? So that means they are not real. So the only true reality is what is in the will of God for you. The only true reality is what is in the word of God for you. So every other reality is fake. Yeah. It's fake. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change change the way I see things. Help me to see everything from your eyes and from your mind. When you see from his eyes, then you will know that certain things in your life are not real. Even though they appear real, even though doctors say it is there, doctors say they are real, but they are not. So you're going to say, Father, help and change the way I see things. Help me to see from your eyes and from your mind, so that your will for my life can begin to appear physically. Begin to say, Father, change the way I see things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, I want to see from your eyes. I want to see with your eyes. I want to see all things from your mind. I want to see all things with your mind. Lord, change the way I see things so that your own realities can become my reality. So that your realities can become my realities. Help me to see from your mind. Help me to see from your eyes. Help me to see myself, my body, my situations, my environment, my world, from your eyes and from your mind, so that your realities can be my realities. So that your will for my life can begin to appear physically in my life. Help me, O God, change the way I see things. Change the way I see life. Change the way I see situations. Change the way I see myself. Oh Lord, change the way I see you. Yeah, because many of us, we have a wrong perception of who God is. We have a wrong perception of the kingdom of God. That is why your faith is not working. Because you are not seeing as God sees. You're not seeing situations as you should see them. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You know, like I said earlier, that a lot of things appearing real to you are not real. Why? Because they are not in the will of God for your life. So which means that they have no roots. Which means that they can be plucked up. They can be uprooted. Because they are not in the will of God for your life. I don't know how real that thing is. Even if you are telling me that, man of God, this thing has been there for years. In fact, my parents suffered the same problem. My ancestors or my grandparents suffered the same problem. As long as it is not in the will of God for you, I will not believe that it is real. Yeah. I only know one thing, and that thing is, it is not real, because it is not in the will of God for your life. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, release your mighty angels to uproot everything happening in my life that is not in your will for my life. To uproot every reality appearing in my life that is not your will for my life. Release your mighty angels. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels to begin to uproot, to begin to pluck up everything appearing and happening in my life that is not in your will for my life. Oh Lord, release your angels now. Nendi te jusi wa shida negala, niba shesa sa juta langala shita, mashiza sa shita la. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. So hold on, release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Release your mighty angels. Thank you, Lord. Let them begin to uproot and pluck up. The Bible says that whatsoever, it is Jesus speaking in that verse. He said, whatsoever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. As long as God did not plant it, it is not real. Except if it is God who planted it. Inasmuch as God did not plant it, it is not real. Begin to pray. Say, oh Lord, release your mighty angels. Jijike dekatashinalea. Mandija sasa jubalagaladana. Release your mighty angels into the environment of my life. Lord, release your mighty angels into the environment of my marriage, environment of my calling, environment of my family, my dwelling place, and make them pluck up everything appearing and happening in my life that is not in your way for my life right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, everything happening to my body, happening in my body, that is not in your will for my life. Release your angels, O Lord, to uproot them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, I have experienced all manner of miracles in my life. And I think it's because God wants me to teach people faith. So that if they believe, they can see the same miracles that I have seen. I mean, I have experienced all manner of miracles, all kinds of miracles. Yeah. And the secret is that the secret is just what I am showing you. Yeah. I don't see them with my eyes. I see them with God's eyes. Yeah. So even when I'm feeling, even when I can touch the problem, I can feel it in my body, I still don't believe it is real. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not about we just coming to the prayer line and then we pray all kinds of prayer points. It's not just about praying all kinds of prayer points. It's about getting results, seeing results. So I believe I saw results so that I can show people how they can also see results. Yeah. In fact, I believe that is my ministry. That is my calling. To show people how to get the kingdom of God. How to walk in the realities of the kingdom of God. How to walk in the victory of the kingdom of God right here on earth. Yeah, so there are some problems, I mean some terrible situations that are so heavy. I mean, you know, that would be so heavy on my life. And I will not believe and agree that they are real. And I will see them live my life. I mean, just the way I saw them present in my life is the way I will see them live. In fact, I will watch those problems live. Yeah. I mean, they would literally disappear. Literally disappear. So, which means that God gave me a kind of faith that works like he gave me a kind of faith that works like a machine, or works like tools, like instruments of solution. Yeah. So as the problem is in my life, I begin to use my faith against it. You know, just like the doctor, a doctor that performs surgery, just like he begins to use all those, you know, all the weapons, dissecting the skin, looking for the tumor, looking for whatever, and begin to begin to cut those things that should not be in the person's body, you know, just as a surgeon, use all his, you know, all his skills and all his tools to perform surgeries. The same way I use my faith to perform surgeries. I'm looking for some relative terms to make you understand what I'm trying to show you. So even while the problem is there, I don't believe it is real. So I began to cut them off from the roots. And within the space of some time, sometimes few hours, Sometimes few days, the thing is gone. It will be as though the problem never existed. Yeah. So you're going to pray. And sometimes, it is just within a minute, it's gone. Or within a second. So you're going to pray. I believe God is not raising bread and butter Christians in these last days. I believe God is raising Christians that will be solution providers because you would have solved your own problems successfully. And then you will now go out there and begin to solve the problems in people's lives. Yeah, I believe those are the kind of Christians that God is raising. Not some weak believers that are depending on the prayers of the pastor. Yeah. Or depending on the prayers of somebody somewhere. But believers that will receive strength to solve their own problems. I believe those are the kind of believers God is raising at this time. Not some baby Christians. Not some weak Christians. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to have and demonstrate the same faith that is in your kingdom, the same faith that is in angels. Lord, teach me to have that kind of faith. Teach me to demonstrate such kind of faith. The kind of faith I've just explained is angelic faith. This is the kind of faith angels have. They don't see problems as real, in as much as they can't find it in the Word of God. Angels don't believe that you can't be healed. No angel in heaven believes that you can't be healed because they can't find it in the Word of God. Yeah, no angel in heaven believes that that you will continue to be oppressed because they can't find it in the Word of God, and it has become their lifestyle. So you are going to say, Father, teach me to have and demonstrate the kind of faith that operates in heaven, the kind of faith that operates in your kingdom. Teach me, oh God. Teach me, oh God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit can teach you if you want to learn. He can teach you. So, Lord, teach me. Thank you, Lord. Teach me to have and demonstrate angelic faith, the kind of faith that operates in your kingdom. Teach me such faith, Lord. Teach me, Lord. By your Holy Spirit. Teach me, Lord. By your Holy Spirit. Teach me, Lord. By your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points. Then we would round up the session. Yeah. I want you to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me clear visions and dreams. That will lead me into decisions I must make to experience miracles, to become victorious. You're going to say, Father, give me clear visions and dreams that will guide me into steps I must take, decisions I must make at this time, to have victories, to experience miracles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So, oh Lord, by your Holy Spirit in me, give me clear visions. Give me clear dreams that will guide my actions, that would guide me to take actions, to make decisions for the manifestation of my miracles. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Lord can come to you in a vision. The Lord can come to you in a dream to show you what you need to do now to obtain your miracle. Begin to say, oh Lord, give me clear visions and dreams. Thank you, Lord. That will position me correctly for the manifestation of my miracles. Thank you, Lord. Give me clear visions, clear dreams that would guide me to take the right steps to experience victories and miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I pray for you by the reason of the anointing of the Lord upon this calling, upon this ministry, and by the reason of the covenant of God upon this calling, upon this ministry, I decree that that vision, that dream that you must see for your life to move forward at this time, for your miracles to become physical in your life, receive them now in Jesus' name. Receive them now in Jesus' name. Receive them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, visit me in your power. Visit me in your strength and lift up my life from the miry clay. Lift up my life from the valley of oppression, from the valley of sorrow, from the valley of pains. Visit me, O God. Lift me up. Rescue me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, visit me, O God, in your power. Visit me in your strength. Lift up my life from the miry clay. Lift up my life from the valley of oppression, from the valley of slavery, from the valley of afflictions, from the valley of sorrow and sufferings and pains. Lord, lift up my life. Lift me to a higher ground. Lift me from the valley to the higher ground. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Visit me, O God. Visit me, O God. Pull me out of the miry clay. Pull me out of the valley of the shadow of death. Pull me out of the valley of oppression and slavery. Pull me out, Jesus. Pull me out, Jesus. Pull me out, Jesus. Lead me out, Jesus. Visit me. Visit me in your power. Visit me in your strength. Visit me in your power. Lift me up from the valley of downfall, failures. Thank you, Lord. Lift me up, Father. Lift me up, Father. Set my feet on a higher ground. Set my feet on the platform of success. Set my feet on the platform of dominion. Set my feet on the platform of victory. Lift me up, O God. Thank you, Lord. From the miry clay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to decree. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree the physical manifestation of blessings that should have appeared in my life in the month of June. I'm going to say, I decree physical manifestation of blessings that should have appeared in my life in the month of June. I decree that they manifest now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand, just pray like that. It's prophetic and it is going to happen. Begin to pray. Say, I decree physical manifestation of blessings that should have appeared in my life in the month of June. I decree that they appear now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to decree. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Begin to decree. Whatsoever you bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose in the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Begin to pray. Say, I decree physical manifestation of the blessings of the Lord that should have appeared in my life in the month of June. I decree that they appear now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the operations of the hand of God to correct whatsoever the hand of the enemy has damaged in my life. You're going to say, I receive the operations of the hand of God to correct whatsoever the enemy has damaged in my life, in my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive the operations of the hand of God. I invoke the operations of the hand of God. I invoke the operations of the hand of God. I invoke the operations of the hand of God to correct everything the enemy has damaged in my life, damaged in my health, damaged in my calling, in my destiny, in my career, in my marriage, in my ministry. I receive the operations of the hand of God to correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Let them be corrected now by the hand of God. Thank you, Lord. Let them be corrected. Let them be fixed. Let them be corrected. Whatsoever the hand of the enemy, the hand of witches and wizards, whatsoever the hand of devils, principalities, have damaged in my life, I receive, thank you, Lord, the interventions of the hand of God to fix them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, prepare me for the next phase of my life in the plan of God for my life. Yeah, I can see that some of you are not ready. You're not yet ready for the next phase of your life, as it is in God's book. Yeah, so you're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, prepare me for the next phase of my life, the next chapter of my life in God's book for my life. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Neshida katasa sarashila, hidira hanitala, Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, prepare me for the next phase of my life. In God's plan for my life. Prepare me, Holy Spirit. Prepare me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how God will prepare you. Yeah, but that's just what the Holy Spirit wants you to pray. So, Holy Spirit, prepare me for the next phase of my life in God's plan for my life. The next chapter of my life in God's book. Holy Spirit, prepare me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of hunger that is rooted in me to come out right now in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of hunger taking root in me to come out right now. Come out of my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The spirit of anger will destroy a lot of answers to your prayers. It will cut short or cut off God's blessings for your life. Begin to say, I command every spirit of anger taking root in my mind, taking root in my emotions, taking root in me. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Thank you, Lord. Come out right now. Spirit of hunger, come out of me. Come out of me. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of hunger, take your root in me. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your justice prevail concerning my life. You're going to say, Father, let your justice prevail concerning my life. concerning the affairs of my life, concerning things that belongs to me, that have been wrongly taken away from me. Lord, let your justice prevail. Concerning my rights that has been withdrawn from me, Father, let your justice prevail right now in the name of Jesus. Enforce your justice in my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your justice prevail. Let your justice prevail concerning my life, concerning affairs of my life. Oh Lord, enforce your justice. Let your justice prevail. Thank you, Lord. Concerning my rights that have been withdrawn from me, concerning my possessions that have been stolen or taken wrongly, oh Lord, let your justice prevail now. Enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, enforce your justice. In the name of Jesus, enforce your justice. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, enforce your justice concerning things that belongs to me that has been illegally and wrongly claimed. Oh Lord, enforce your justice now. In the name of Jesus, righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I am going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for what you have done. Thank you for what you will do. Thank you for your helps you have released into our lives. Thank you for answers you have released for our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful, O Lord, for your presence and power. You have enthroned among us for the performance of your will and desires in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victories you have given to us during the course of this prayer session. And thank you for more victories you will still give us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone that have prayed together with me on this platform. I ask, oh God, that you bless them. Bless everyone with great increase and surplus of blessings and riches and resources in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that concerning spiritual blessings, you shall have excess in the name of Jesus. Concerning physical blessings, you shall have access from the Lord in the name of Jesus, pertaining to peace. Your life shall be full of great peace in the name of Jesus. Pertaining to joy, your life shall be full and filled with great joy from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, just as blessings are the antidote to curses, therefore I expose every curse in your life to God's blessings. Let the blessings of God destroy all the curses of darkness tormenting your life and destiny right now in Jesus' name. The weapons of spiritual warfare that you have not used before and that you need to use now to get victories, receive those weapons right now. Receive those weapons right now. When the enemy comes against you, when the enemy comes to attack you, receive weapons to strike them and destroy them. Receive the weapons now in Jesus' name. From today, every time you pray, fire shall come out of your mouth. Swords of fire, arrows of fire, divine missiles, heavenly missiles that causes mass destruction in the realms of the spirit shall begin to come out of your mouth every time you open your mouth in prayer, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. You shall no longer be oppressed. You shall no longer be afflicted. The hand of the Lord shall sustain you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. And I want to use this moment to announce that our 30 days fasting is going to come up next month, September. Yeah, so make sure that you participate. Yeah, I strongly believe that by the end of that fasting, your life will be greatly transformed. Amen. There would be more instructions concerning the fasting. I will put it on the Telegram, on our Telegram platform. Remain blessed.